It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
LG is stepping up to the plate, introducing a new VR headset and making some key changes to its flagship phone, rolling out the 5G. Should the folks over at Samsung or iPhone, for that matter, be a little concerned right about now? Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. LG picked up some buzz this weekend at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain. It's going head-to-head with rival Samsung, introducing a virtual reality headset and not leaving behind any upgrades to its flagship smartphone. Look out for a radically redesigned G5 as well. Let's get right into it with personal tech editor for the Wall Street Journal, Wilson Rothman. Welcome, Wilson.
Good. How you doing, Tanya?
Good, thanks. So let's start with the G5. I understand it's going in a new direction with a really different design. Tell me about the new look.
Sure. As you know, it's hard to not be an iPhone in the smartphone world, right? Everybody kind of tries to, all these phones just kind of start looking like an iPhone, behaving like an iPhone. And LG decided to go a different direction this year. The G5 is decidedly not an iPhone. One of the real keys to this thing is it's modular, which means the bottom pops off and you can stick on other modules. One of them, called the Cam Plus kit, you snap on and it lets you hold the phone a little bit more like a standard camera, and it gives you a better shutter button and a little jog dial to adjust camera settings. That actually also has a battery in it. Another one is called the Hi-Fi Plus kit, where you snap it in and you get this kind of high-res audio. You can decode higher resolution audio tracks for kind of a niche audiophile audience. That kind of modularity is something you wouldn't see Apple doing, obviously.
Right.
And it's not something that Samsung and others are doing either.
Yeah, while it's different, it's definitely a new approach. I wonder how user-friendly that is.
Historically, people have not been huge fans of the modular kind of design. I think the handspring from years ago was one of the Palm kind of spinoffs.
Right.
It was this thing that had backpacks and you'd buy, I remember way back when talking about like 15 or 20 different packs you could get. Of course, nobody bought those, right? But what's important here, is that this is the battery and the memory card are swappable.
Okay.
The design that allows the modules is really more about being able to swap that battery and yet keep that slim design. People, last year when batteries weren't as swappable, Samsung said, we got to keep it thin, so we weren't able to swap the battery. LG, the design shows that you can design a thin phone that still has a battery that you can pop out.
And I understand they've upped the game with their camera as well. How will this camera be different on the G5?
Cameras, plural.
Oh, yeah, good point.
There's two of them on the back and one of them on the front. And that's what's cool about that. First of all, LG had an exceptional camera last year in the G4, so we expect the G5's main 16-megapixel camera to take awesome pictures. But what it also has is like two little eyes on the back of the phone. The other camera is a wide-angle camera. It's an 8-megapixel camera that can take 135-degree images. So just imagine, how much wider that is than even a person's field of vision.
Right.
It lets you get not only big panoramas and all that, but it also lets you get closer to a group of friends. So you can take more fun selfies and kind of group shots without leaving anybody out of the shot.
Okay, yeah, because a camera these days is obviously an essential part of any smartphone, so that's obviously something that's going for it.
You can seamlessly switch between the two just by zooming in and out.
Oh, that's
huge.
So
you won't even have to worry about what what's the better camera to use.
Now, I also want to get into the virtual reality headset that's coming out. How is the LG VR set different from what we've been hearing about? I mean, we've been hearing a lot about, you know, Facebook and Samsung, but how will LG kind of make its mark in this world?
Right. Well, you've got two different kinds of schools of VR headset right now. You've got these, the Oculus, and the, you know, the Sony one coming, and there's the HTC one. These are cost hundreds of dollars, and then they require more powerful equipment, you know, big honking desktop equipment, like a PlayStation or a gaming computer, just to run.
Right.
So that's like the big high end of VR. The other end has been, you know, led by Samsung, which has this VR headset. You drop the phone in, and you use it. You know, the phone basically becomes a display. LG went right into the middle here, where they built a lighter weight headset that has its own displays inside of it. So you don't have to throw your phone in there. And yet it doesn't require a gaming PC to run. It just connects to your phone and you can run the same software that you might on the Samsung. So it's a little bit different. I expect it to cost a couple hundred bucks because of those the display. You know, it's two 1080p displays, one for each eyeball.
Gotcha. So LG isn't exactly a forerunner in the tech race, but do these new tricks it has up its sleeves, does this at the very least give its competitors something to think about?
Well, LG has LG's big, right? They're struggling like everyone else, but they're a big company that has a lot going for it. They're not like a Motorola or one of these other companies or HTC where their survival hangs in the balance.
Right.
I think LG had an opportunity to take more risks this year, and I think they did. That's a good thing because it's going to get them some notice among shoppers. Whether it pays off is, you know, it so much hangs in the balance. It has nothing to do with even their marketing appeal, but what happens, the mysterious conversation that happens when someone goes in and buys a phone. So, you know, we think that LG will get more recognition for doing something different this year, but whether customers will buy into that remains to be seen.
Right. Wilson Rothman, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
Absolutely.
And that's it for now. Remember, you can check out all of our podcasts at wsj.com/podcasts. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.